Sonoma County's most recent report card on local efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions is a mixed bag. The annual report, released this week by the Center for Climate Protection in Santa Rosa, shows the overall numbers are going down, explains Executive Director Ann Hancock. But when measured against the ambitious targets set locally a decade ago, she says the progress to date is just okay.
We are reducing greenhouse gas emissions. They've gone down about 14% since 2007. That's the good news. Even though our population has gone up, even though there's a lot more economic activity, and that is tied to fossil fuel use. So the fact that we're bringing down greenhouse gas emissions is good news. The long way to go part is in 2005, all nine of our cities and the county set a greenhouse gas reduction target, and we have a long way to go to achieve our target.
And how far is that long way?
In 2014, Sonoma County reduced its emissions to 3.6 million tons, and our goal for 2015 is 2.8 million tons. And if we were to achieve that goal, we would have to reduce our emissions 26% this year.
Or almost double the reductions accomplished over the past 8 years. The biggest gains recently have been in electricity use, as both PG&E and especially Sonoma Clean Power have boosted the use of renewable kilowatts. But Hancock says that transportation is a bigger and more intractable part of the equation.
Transportation accounts for about 65% of Sonoma County's greenhouse gas emissions, and the solutions that are under local control for bringing down those emissions are hard.
Business and transit vehicles account for only about 10% of the traffic on local roads and highways, notes Chris Barney, a planner for the Sonoma County Transportation Authority. But he says there are things drivers can do to trim the impacts from their 3 million trips per day.
First, reducing how much people travel, seeing how we can make it easier to access what they want without making as many trips, and then reducing the length of trips using a shorter route. Trying to encourage people to walk and bike more or to get on to a bus or carpool, and even reducing speed.
Continuing the move toward the electrification of the vehicle pool, with both hybrids and battery-powered cars, will yield bigger benefits and more quickly, Barney adds.
That can have a huge impact, because if you can make the vehicle fleet even a couple miles per gallon more efficient, that can have a pretty significant impact on emissions.
Still, this takes time, and no one realistically expects Sonoma County to trim its emissions by another 800,000 tons before the end of this year. So even as we missed this goal, set 10 years back, Ann Hancock remains focused on the further, deeper reductions that are needed to hit the next targets, which are also rapidly approaching.
It's what we have to do scientifically to have a life-sustaining climate. We want to get to 2.8 million tons, and that's just for 2015, and then they still need to go down even further after that. It's daunting.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.